Radio. Tonight is Thursday, August the 2nd, 2018. The time is 9:36 p.m. We're in the Apple Valley Studio. We're here to be the Clan Bishop, founder and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, Dr. Alfred Moore, conveniently located at 8516 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. Tonight is our weekly Food for the Soul Bible study session with Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Will teach on our topic. He will give you what best saith the Lord. But before that, let us go to explosion, exciting news. In 3 days, it is finally upon us. 3 days from now, August the 5th, 2018, we will be starting our 57th National Holy Convocation in the city of Los Angeles. So if you are there, you will get praises and blessings that God has in store for you, but you got to be there to receive them. Can't nobody receive it for you, and can't nobody do it like Jesus can. Hallelujah to that statement, because God is a good God, and only He can do us the best, because He is the only one that can actually save us in a time of need. It is Jesus, Jesus, and more about Jesus. Now, during the 57th National Holy Convocation, like I've been telling you for weeks now, starting Sunday, August 5th, is when we're closing out the 2017-18 year, and we're opening up the 2018-19 year. What that means is that from one year to another year, our church does so many amazing things. We have to close that out because that's the past. And then we have to open up the new year so God can restore, renew, and give us faith and understanding for new things. Now, starting Monday, August 6th through Saturday, which is our youth night, August the 11th, it's 7:30 nightly service. Yes, we have service at 7:30. You can go to work, get dressed, and come on down for services. That's Monday through Saturday, August 6th to the 11th. Yes, and on Tuesday, the 7th of August, it is our official night. What that means is that we're honoring our very own state superintendent, Elder Charlie Moore. Now, he's our state superintendent. That means an organization. He's the high one for our state superintendent. That means he's our superintendent for Sunday school, and he does an amazing job. If you ever need to come to Sunday school, go to his classes. He teaches great understanding and knowledge. And then fast forward to Friday, which will be the 10th. We're going to give honorary to our national mother, Novella Moore, rest in heaven. That was always her night because she was our first lady, our leading lady who founded the organization with our own beloved Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. So we're going to do honorary things for her on Friday. And then Sunday, that's what, that is the big day. That is our blessing Sunday. In the morning, we have a guest speaker at 11:30. And then closing out the service, which opens up the 2018-19 year, will be our own beloved Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. That is Blessing Sunday, where every soul that is physically in that church gets prayed for. Nobody misses. Everybody gets a hand touch from the ministers, the ministerial staff, and the bishop himself. He prays for everybody. He preaches the word of God. This is the one service where he preaches and prays for everybody like never before because God gives him the strength to do it. So if you don't come to no other service during the week, go on Blessing Sunday. Get your blessing for the year. If you have holy oil, bring it and have faith. And Bishop will pray over the oil and give you oil. And that oil will last you all year. But the main key thing, it's not about the oil. It's not about anything but soul salvation. Because in the convocation, we try to bring as many souls to Christ as we can. In that convocation, in the holy meeting, we try to bring as many souls. Ladies and gentlemen, my grandfather, my bishop and pastor, Dr. Alfred Moore, God bless everybody. See you at the convocation.
God bless you tonight, Sister Katasha. Praise the Lord for that beautiful introduction, amen, of what's going on at Greater All Nation Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. And I hope, amen, you felt welcome from, amen, my granddaughter expressing amen. We are going to have a glorious time in Christ Jesus. Thank you, amen, radio listener, for listening and constantly praying for us. Amen. We are so happy, and we just give praise and honor to Jesus Christ. Again, I always say thank God, amen, for Blog Talk Radio, amen, enabling us to come on air, amen, and spread the gospel everywhere. This is food for our thoughts tonight. Amen. This is something, amen, that you can feast on. Praise the Lord. We need to be fed spiritually. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think last week, amen, we left off, amen, speaking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we are going to, praise the Lord, continue that tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'll read from St. John chapter 14, verse 15 and 26. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Skipping to the last verse, the 26th. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The words, amen, Jesus was expressing to his disciples while he was down here on earth, and letting them know, amen, that he was not going to leave them comfortless. He was not going to leave them an offering, amen, that didn't have no one to see about him, but he was going to send a comfort to them. The greatest objectivities of God's plan of salvation is that we might receive the Holy Spirit. For God wants to dwell in his people. Amen. It's very important tonight, amen, that we receive the Holy Spirit. Because God wants to dwell within the heart of mankind. And then it says in Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is upon you. And you shall be witness unto me in both Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaritan and unto the utmost part of the earth. When you receive the Holy Spirit, God will send you that you may go out and witness to people all over the world. God set them in the church as it pleased in him. But we must receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, amen, is a teacher. It will teach you all things. When you have the Holy Spirit, amen, many times you don't need anybody to teach you anything when you have the Holy Spirit, because it is he himself. When I say he himself, it is Jesus, amen, is the Holy Spirit. It will speak to your mind and teach you things that you don't know of. It is a teacher. And it will bring all things back to your remember. The things that you have forgotten about, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remember. And whatsoever I have said unto you, amen, the Holy Spirit is there is to remind you, amen, that the Lord is talking to you. The Lord wants to dwell in the inside of his peoples. Just a refreshing, amen, where we started, amen, last week, praise the Lord. Numbers, amen, 11 and 29 says, would God that all the Lord peoples were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Later prophesied by the prophet and preached by John the Baptist and Jesus Christ was the truth that God's spirit would indeed come to all people. God don't want to leave nobody out, amen. He wants his spirit is to come to all people. But you got to be willing, amen. And you got to accept, amen, the Spirit of the Lord when it comes. You can't harden your heart. Remember, he's standing at your door knocking right now. Many of us, amen, our heart is too hard, amen, to open up to say yes, sir. But Jesus is standing at the door of your heart knocking. He wants to come into you. And he wants to dwell with you. Now, amen, he said, if you love me, you will keep my command. In other words, if you love me, you will obey me. The word of God is so plain, amen, that a wayfarer man can understand what we are saying tonight. John the Baptist and Jesus Christ were the truth that God's Spirit would indeed come to all peoples. It was experience, practice, preaching by the apostles and the disciples in the New Testament church. But as prophesying, the Spirit of God did more than come upon an individual. It came unto and resided with the New Testament believer. When there, amen, in Moses and days, amen, the Spirit of the Lord came upon people. But in the new covenant, the new agreement, amen, it come, the Spirit of God come within a person. Thank God for that Holy Spirit. And all the apostles, they taught that throughout their time, amen, that the Lord will dwell within you. Now, he will not dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. The Lord, you're not going to trap the Lord. Amen. And he, amen, he's just not going to dwell in no unclean temple. When the Lord come unto you, amen, you must be purged. You must be clean. And if you're clean, amen, he'll receive you. But if you're dirty, he's not coming in. And genuine repentance, amen, from your heart should clean you. When you're serious in your heart, amen, it's soul and mind after the Lord for his spirit, you to repent and have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord will receive you in the New Testament church. But as prophesying the Spirit of God did more than come up on an individual, it came unto and reside with the New Testament believer. Someone notice, amen, that this distinction is expressed by Jesus. For he, talking about Jesus himself, the Spirit of truth dwells with you. I wonder tonight, do you have the Spirit of truth, amen, in you? Is Jesus dwelling in you right now? And ye shall be, and you, he dwelling in you and shall be in you. The Lord, amen, if you're talking about, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit now, it ought to be in you, in your soul. Not come upon you, but living and abiding with you every day, every night. I will not leave you comfortless. I won't leave you empty. My God, amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, amen. St. John 14:17, what a great hope was fulfilled, and what a great promise was expressed to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, you are not alone tonight. You may not have, amen, people, amen, to speak to you, amen, but if you then let the Lord come in you and he abiding in you, the Lord himself will speak to you. The Lord will guide you. I know you can contest to that. Amen. Many of you know it's the Lord moving within you. Many of the Old Testament prophets, they foretold, amen, the coming outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They knew it was coming. Although, amen, they may have not completely comprehended what they were writing, stating, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. They felt the power of God upon them, and they spake and they moved by this dynamic Holy Ghost that I'm talking about. You find that in 2 Peter 1:21. And Joel, amen, the prophet, amen, said 2:28, he said, it shall come to pass afterward, then I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. There was a time, amen, the Lord did not pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He poured it out on kings and prophets, amen, but he did not pour it out on all flesh. But Joel says, amen, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon thy handmaid. In those days will I pour out my spirit. Listen, amen. God's going to open the way, and he done poured out his spirit upon all flesh. And amen, I don't care whosoever will come. And you want, amen, the Lord to come within you, he will pour out his spirit upon you. He will change your life. Amen. He will make you a new creature. Jesus had earnestly spake of the rivers of living water. My God, you got living rivers of living water, amen, within you, amen, that you need to, amen, open up, let your river flow. It's too many dry Christians, amen. It's too many, amen, Christians, amen, got living water tapped down in them, and they need to open up. Let it flow. You got rivers of living water, and this is what Jesus was expressing, amen. Flowing out of the inmost part of the believer. St. John 7:30. Amen. You ought to get so full sometimes you can't help from, amen, letting your river flow. Hallelujah. The anointing gets so strong in you, amen, you can't help it. The power of God overcomes you, and you can't help but to speak what thus says the Lord. You got rivers of living water down off in your soul. John further declared the interpretation of Jesus' prophecy. But this he spake of the Spirit. He was talking about the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. Amen. If you believe on him, you shall receive the great and mighty thing, because the Lord wants you to know who he is. For the believers, all him should receive. For the Holy was not yet given. It wasn't given when Jesus was telling the disciples about all this water of life, amen, down there. It hadn't been expressed. But oh, after the day of Pentecost, God poured out rivers of living water. My God, from every nation, every tongue, praise the Lord, got to experience this river of living water. Praise the Lord. Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. He was still telling them, amen, what was going to come to pass down on earth, amen. He wanted them to receive the Holy Spirit. And those that was obedient, amen, and kept his commandments, amen, they did receive the Holy Spirit. Addressing to Luke, the last address of the Lord Jesus to his disciples contained a reference to the Holy Spirit as a promise. If God promised you something, he is not slack concerning his promise. If God promised he's going to do something, stand on his word. God is a man that can't lie. Stand on the word of God. If he promised you, he will deliver you. Stand on his word. I don't care what darkness you in, amen, and who against you. If the Lord promised you, amen, that he's going to do something, the Lord will do that. I'm a faithful witness to that, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord has delivered me out of the hands of the lion dens, amen, many times. Not natural, but physically, mentally, and emotionally. And behold, I will send the promise of my Father up on you. Listen. He's telling them, amen, I'm going to send the promise of my Father upon you, because now he's getting ready to go into heaven now. Amen. He done died, amen, for our sin, and he's getting ready to go into ascend into heaven, and he comforting his disciples. He said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Amen. He was telling them, wait in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. You go to Jerusalem, amen. I have commanded you to go to Jerusalem, and I want you to stay there until you be endowed with power from on high. Jerusalem signifies headquarters, amen, where we have church at, amen, or the beginning of our church. You go there and you stay there. Stay there until you be endowed with power from on high. And you know, amen, as the word of God says, amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they began to speak with cloven tongues. Cloven tongues is a tongue that is not a plain tongue, amen. It's a put your tongue in utterance. But amen, after they spoke with cloven tongues, they spoke with a plain language. They spoke with a plain language, amen. Every man, amen, that was there heard them speak in their own language. My God, my God. I'm talking about receiving, amen, the Holy Spirit. That was Luke 21, amen, 49. Now, in the early verses of Acts 1, Luke also recorded the words of Jesus as he instructed his disciples to wait for the promise of the Father. Wait, don't go before the Lord. Wait on it. And amen, I will encourage you, young men, young women, wait on the Lord. Make sure it is the Lord sending you. Make sure, amen, you know it's the Lord that is talking to you. Not by unction, amen, what you feel, but wait on it. Make sure. We done had so many shipwrecks and still having them, amen, because people have got a little unction of the Lord. They got a little blessing of the Lord. They got a little anointing of the Lord. And then they go on and wait, amen, believing that God, amen, has sent them to do a great work when he has not. Wait on the Lord. Jesus, he amplified his statement by again declaring, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, John, amen, was one of Jesus', amen, disciples. He was the forerunner of Jesus, preparing the way, amen, for Jesus to come. John baptized with water unto repentance. But John plainly said, there is one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the fire and Holy Ghost. And I'm going to pass that on tonight. Have you been baptized, amen, with the fire and Holy Ghost? Acts 1 and 5. For all who believe, amen, are your believers tonight. And I know there are many, amen, you out there that believe tonight. But I want to tell you, amen, the devil believed, but he feared and trembled. He believed. It's not enough just to believe, amen. We must obey the fullness of the commandments of the Lord. You go to Jerusalem and you stay there until you be endowed from on high. You ain't trying to please nobody else. You're trying to please Jesus. Obey the word of God. Somebody told me, he said, Bishop, well, you don't have to go to Jerusalem and tarry no more because the Holy Ghost is already here, and that is so true. But you still must wait on the Lord until he fills you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Just because it's here, amen, it doesn't matter, amen, whether it's here. Now, you got to meet the condition and the criteria for him to come and take you. You got to wait. You got to get clean. You got to walk upright. And Jesus himself has to see that love within you before he put his spirit in you. I'm encouraging you tonight, believers, wait on the Lord. Although many of the statements made by Jesus concerning the coming of the Holy Ghost were made to his disciples on that day, the promise was never intended by God to be limited to them. Amen. It didn't stop at the apostles. It didn't stop at the apostles. People just putting it out, amen, and they're preaching today, amen. It's not necessary, amen, for you, amen, is to have the fullness of Jesus Christ. Amen. That was for the apostles. They said, no, Jesus did not intend for this thing to be limited. When he says, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto those that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call, he meant the promise, amen, was for every mankind, every boy, every girl. That is the promise of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost, it gave birth to the church and established the pattern of salvation for not only the people of that generation, but also all people of all future generations. This thing was for everybody. And God wants to infill you with his Holy Spirit. Now, amen, I'm not telling you, amen, you read the Word of God for yourself and see, amen, this Word of God says you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Or are you going to obey man? Amen. Peter say, amen, we rather obey God than obey man. Joel prophesies of the latter days, our point was that it would be upon all flesh. Listen, amen, you can't deny that. Joel, amen, to prophesy this, and he done told us, amen, God is going to pour out his Spirit up on all flesh. John 7, Jesus says that this indwelling would be to the ones who believe on him. Amen. This was not the one that didn't believe on him, amen, but this is for the one that believed on him. Say John 7, 37 and 39. Do you believe on Jesus? Do you believe his word? I believe it, amen. From the depth of my heart, I believe the word of God. The outpouring of the Spirit, recorded, amen, in Acts 2 and other succeeded chapters, it reveals that people from all nations of the world are practicing. Every society is receiving the Holy Spirit. Amen. This thing is all over the world. All over the world. They are receiving the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can say the Holy Ghost. They are receiving the Holy Ghost. A change is coming in the land. Amen. When that Holy Spirit comes, and amen, it comes in you, you are a changed individual. But it's for those that believe. Everybody don't believe. Everybody, amen, say they are Christians. They don't believe. But, amen, the Bible says it's for you. It is for you. Our point of the Holy Spirit recorded, amen, in Acts 2, amen, and other succeeding chapters reveal that people from all nations, all the world, and participate in every society, receive the Holy Ghost. Now, on the day of Pentecost, there were about 120, including the apostles and Mary, the mother of Jesus. I want you to catch that, amen. Mary brought Jesus into the world, but before Mary could go back, amen, to be with Jesus, she had to receive the Holy Ghost. Look how important this thing is. Oh, she had favor among women, but amen, she was just a woman. She, amen, and she was just a vessel. But when, amen, it come down to receiving the Spirit of the Lord, she had to, amen, do just like the rest of us. Had to repent and, amen, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Read it for yourself. It was 120, including, amen, the apostles and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Among those to whom the promise was given were Jews out of every nation under heaven. Every Jew, amen, with all different types of language heard each of the other, amen, speaking in their own tongue. What a mystery, what a vast importance that is, amen. Every nation, amen, of Jews that couldn't speak a certain language, amen, under the anointing of the power of Jesus, they heard one another speaking in their own language. The Holy Ghost is a language. Praise the Lord. The latter outpouring of the Holy Ghost, amen, it came upon the Samaritan. Amen, it came upon the Samaritan. They were, amen, we call half-breeds, amen. Many Jews didn't like the Samaritan, amen, because they were Samaritan. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them, amen, it changed their mind. They were brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost will do, amen. It'll take out all envy, all malice, all prejudice out of our heart. We can come to be one in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Acts, amen, the 8th chapter, Saul, amen, in chapter 9, it had to go to the Gentiles. In chapter 10, amen, the 20 disciples of John, amen, they went to Acts 19. These all receive, amen, the Holy Spirit as promised. The primediator for receiving the Holy Ghost are not limited for anyone who truly believes on Christ according to the scripture, which includes faithful response, obedience. The scripture will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. John 7:37-38. Acts 2:38-39. You remember, amen, in Acts, amen, when Paul asked, amen, certain disciples, they were believers, believed in Jesus, but they were under John, amen, under John, amen, the Baptist support at that time. And Paul says, amen, what then were you baptized unto? They said, unto John baptism. And he went on a little bit further, and he asked him a question. He said, amen, I know you're a believer. And that is all good. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received that dunamis power since you believe? And those disciples, amen, they were honest within themselves. They said unto Paul, we have not even heard whether there is the Holy Ghost. And the men of God began to pray for them and laid hands upon them, and they began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. It is a keeper. Amen. It keeps you. When you want to do wrong, amen, the Holy Ghost keeps you. For all succeeding generations, contrary to the opinion of some, the Holy Spirit was not reserved for the early church alone. The message preached by Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost revealed that this experience is for all generations unto the coming of the Lord. It is for all generations, amen, until the coming of the Lord. And Jesus is about to come. And if you have not received the Holy Ghost, I'm very sorry, man. I don't think going back with him. You must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's right before our eyes, amen. It's teaching us every day. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Amen. Signs will follow you. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed in Jesus? It is joy to know that the baptism, amen, of the Holy Spirit, it was foretold by the prophet. It's promised, amen, by the Lord Jesus, was received by the early believers. But the great joy is to know that the same Spirit that baptized is available to us some 19 centuries after the day of Pentecost. Amen. That same Spirit, amen, of the early church, amen, it is available to us. Hallelujah. Reach out. Reach out. And let the Lord fill you. If you have not been filled, read the word of God. It says, amen. All of us, amen. All believers. See, everybody confessing Jesus is not a believer. But if you are a believer, and I'm not criticizing nobody. Amen. I'm trying to upgrade you the best I know how. Believe Jesus and let him fill you with this precious Holy Ghost. I know some people think that's not too sanctified. That's not too dignified, amen. I don't want, amen, to do that. As I've seen some people parade it, amen. Listen, remember God's ways is not your way. Neither is his thoughts your thoughts. As far as the heaven is from earth, God thinking different. Well, receive the Holy Ghost. In creation, God breathed it into the nostrils of man, the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God had to put some life in man. That body was there, amen, and the shape was there, but amen, God had to breathe, wrapped into that man, and he became a living soul. God wants to breathe on you tonight. We got too many spiritually dead people walking around, amen. God wants to breathe his breath. Amen, into you. Now, after his resurrection, amen, Jesus, who was God, with us in Matthew 1:23. He breathed it on his disciples and told them to receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus breathed it on his disciples and told them to receive the Holy Ghost. That's St. John 20:22. These boys were obedient unto, amen, the commandment of Jesus. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Although the disciples did not receive the Holy Ghost until the day of Pentecost, Jesus accomplished two things. He emphasized the value, importance of the disciples receiving the Holy Ghost. And he illustrated that the Holy Ghost would come upon them as a breath of God. Hallelujah. My God gave you another breath, Baba Hoshana. When he breathed on you, open up tonight, some of you tonight, amen, you've been desiring the Holy Ghost, and you've been wanting to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Open up and let the Lord breathe on you tonight, and you can be filled. It's just that simple. Let him breathe the breath of life. Tell the Lord to breathe on me tonight. Breathe on me, Jesus. He later instructed them to wait in Jerusalem until they were endowed with power from on high, Luke 24:49. These promises and commandments stressed that soon they would be filled with the Spirit. Wait on it tonight. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, wait on Jesus, because he wants to fill you with his Spirit. He don't want to dwell on the outside of you, but he wants to dwell on the inside of you. He wants to clean you from all the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. We are mortal individuals, amen. And in this generation, amen, do you know how filthy mankind, how low he goes, amen, saying, amen, they're having fun? That you can't get no lower. But Jesus wants you to be clean tonight. Ask the Lord to breathe on you. The day of Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2, 1 and 4. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. That is a promise, amen, that God promised that he would give his people. Amen. If you have not received this promise, it is for you tonight. Don't let no man dictate to you and tell you, amen, it's not necessary for you to have it. Jesus said it is necessary for you to have this gift. It is a free gift God wants to give you. Many people have been working for the Lord for many years. For many years, they devoted, amen, unto the word of God and still have not received the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord breathe on you. You can, amen, sometimes help others get to Christ, amen, and you lose out on Christ yourself. I know who signed up. Let the Lord breathe on you tonight. Amen. Jesus wants to infill somebody tonight with his Holy Spirit. God has chosen an established day of celebration, gratitude, consecration, the day of Pentecost, to fulfill his century-long promise. It was on this day that he began to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. On the day of Pentecost, God poured out. Hallelujah. My God, he poured out his spirit upon all flesh. Little children, middle-aged people, old people, young people, God poured out his spirit upon them. He brought a new change in their lives. And amen, listen, he has not stopped pouring out his spirit today. He's still pouring out his spirit on whosoever will. Whosoever will open up to him. Whosoever will keep his commandments. If you say, amen, that you love Jesus and not keeping his commandments, you're lying. And I guarantee you, Jesus knows all of our hearts. The latter day outpouring has transcended denomination and geographically and socially boundaries. While many people have declared that the Holy Ghost is not available to us today, multitudes have received this personal infilling. Amen. If you want it, I don't care where you are. You can be in a dark, a corner of Africa. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, Jesus is there. You can be on a mountaintop if you want the Holy Ghost. Jesus is there. The Holy Ghost is not available to us today. Multitudes have received their personal infilling. To borrow the words of Gamaliel in Acts 5, 38 and 39, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be a man, it will become no. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. It less happen ye be even to fight against God. You ain't overthrow it, amen, because the Holy Ghost is on Jesus, and you can't overthrow him. You might as well quit fighting against it, amen. The word going to stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word is going to stand. The Lord shall receive you. Let him breathe a little ocean. Let him breathe on you tonight, church. Let him breathe on you. I know you're missing something, amen. And you've been feeling this, amen. I'm missing something. And I don't know what it is, amen. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's hard to kick against the prick. We are his witness of these things. And so also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him, Acts 5 and 32. Amen. God then gave the Holy Ghost to them that obeyed him. Are you an obedient daughter tonight? Are you an obedient son of the Lord tonight? God will give you his Holy Spirit. Obedient is better than sacrifice. Amen. Obedient is better, amen, than sacrifice. We are his witness. Amen. We that have been filled with this Holy Ghost, we are his witness. In Samaritan, in Judea, and all over the earth, amen, we are his witness, amen, that the Lord will fill you. You, the Lord, will change you, amen, by giving you, amen, that greater power, that great anointing. He will come and live and abide with you. We are his witness. The blessing of the Holy Ghost. Many times people inquire, must I receive the Holy Ghost? From sincerely seeking of the grace of God, the answer was best given by the Apostle Peter. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2 and 38. Why would anyone want to live without what the Lord has provided for them? Why do you want to live? Under your privilege. Jesus provides the Holy Ghost for you. Why don't you want it? How could a person effectively live for the Lord in this present world without the empowerment of the Spirit of God? You can't do it. I don't care how you, amen, how you try, amen. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't live in this world without the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. You must have the Holy Ghost, hey, living within you in order to stand against the wiles of the devil. You must have the Holy Ghost. But you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, you don't have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Christ don't know you. That's Romans 8:9. To list all the benefits and blessing, amen, the Holy Spirit in field would be as virus as the individual who has received the Spirit. There are, however, some common shared blessings that are enjoyable by each person who receives the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, amen, it's beyond my comprehension, amen. I can't even describe how good and how powerful that thing is within you. Amen. And how he can bring all things back to your remembrance. Amen. And use you in such dynamic way in these last and even days. Amen. There is nothing that you can measure against the Holy Ghost. That is the promise that he says, I'm going to send back to you. As the Son of God, and become ye all sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but you are a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. You are, amen, the sons of God. Now you don't receive, amen, the Holy Ghost. You are the sons of God. You are heirs of God now. According to Galatians, amen, 4:6-7. It looks like my time is running out for money tonight. But God bless you, Dr. Moore. I love you. Receive ye the Spirit of the Lord. Let God breathe. Let the raha of the wind blow on you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you until next week and to the hands of my announcer. God bless you, my announcer. I don't know. Amen tonight, praise the Lord. It just seems a blessing and a privilege to be on the air with you tonight. Amen. If you don't hear another voice, praise the Lord, I want to say amen. May God richly bless you until next week. Continue to pray for Dr. Moore and this radio, amen, that we can reach souls everywhere. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Good night.
Thank you so much for participating in our show. We thank you. Excuse any technical difficulties at the latter end of the show, but we say thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, and we love you. Good night, everybody. And don't forget, show up to the convocation. It is going to be convening from the 5th into the 12th of August 2018. You need to be there. It is going to be amazing. So please be there because we all want to see you. We love you. We thank you for participating. We want you to have an amazing night. God bless. God bless you all. And Godspeed. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.